We've been discussing some of the halachas of getting an aliyah, so now the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch introduces to us the actual order. And he touches upon a fascinating shaila. In general, we know, as the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch tells us, that when there's a kohen in the shul, tzrichin likra oso tchila. The kohen gets the first aliyah, that is based on the Gemara and Gittin, that is how we honor the kohen, even if he's an Am Haaretz, but he's an Adam Kasher, even if there's a Talmid Chacham there, the kohen gets the aliyah. And then he says, afilu makohen rotza limcho lo mahani. Even if the kohen wants to be mochel on his kavod, he is not able to when you have to give it to the kohen. And this gets into a very interesting shaila because this often happens. We often will ask sometimes a kohen to leave the shul so we can give it to somebody else. There's two chiyuvim, maybe there's two chasanim, there's two avelim, and neither of them are a kohen, and we ask the kohen to leave. So the Gemara in Gittin in the same place describes that even though there are halachos to kedima of who goes first, you can't do that on Shabbos. Maybe on Sheni v'Chamishi you can decide to forego your kavod because it's not that many people. We're not worried about a lot of fighting, a lot of quarreling and divisiveness. But on Shabbos, you have a lot of people that you shouldn't be mochel. The Kohens, you're not giving up anybody's kavod. Tosfos says, while that's true in the Gemara, already now there's more and more people that are coming to Shul Baruch Hashem, and therefore, because you have bigger minyanim, we're not going to do this, and therefore that is how they get the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, we do find that this happens. I remember many times as a kid, I was told, could you leave so we can call up somebody else for Kohen? So where does this come from? So we'll just touch on one brief thing. The Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham quote the following halacha. That there was a practice that is from the Maharik, in which the Maharik writes that on Shabbos Bereishis they would sell a Kohen, and whoever would buy it would get the Aliyah. And the Kohanim were asked, they were not removed, but the Kohanim were asked, do not come. Right? Don't come, we're going to give this Kohen, this Aliyah to somebody else. Why is that okay? This is a long, long standing minhag, and the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that this was okay because this was the shul's long standing minhag, this is what they did, and that would be okay. And there were other places. So this guy was asked, don't come to this shul, get an aliyah at another shul. But this is a very long standing minhag. As the Maram writes, this is a minhag for Torah, so it's going to be okay. All right, that is one precedent where we find that the Kohen can be mochel in his kavod. But he's not really mochel because he's not there. Since he's not there, we look around, there's no Kohanim. We'll give it to the guy that bought the Aliyah. So Rav Moshe writes in two places. Rav Moshe writes in Arachayim Chelek Beis and Arachayim Chelek Gimel about this concept. Could you do this today? And the answer Rav Moshe writes seems to be that one would be okay. It would be okay even though we have bigger minyanim today than maybe we had back in the day. As the Tosos writes, that Gemara, in his time, the Gemara was talking about nobody came to Shul, it was too hard. And already his time, there was a lot of people. But Rav Moshe says, for Sheni v'Chamishi, it would be okay. Not on Shabbos, but potentially on a Monday, Thursday, if you had two chasanim, and two avelim, a yard site, and somebody really, really wanted an aliyah, that would be okay. You shouldn't make it a common occurrence. It shouldn't be happening all the time. But if it happened to be that once in a while, and it was willingly, not where we like said, oh, could the Kohen go get the mail for a second, and he runs to get the mail, and quickly we call up somebody else, he doesn't realize. That would not be okay. But if the Kohen is willing to give up his kavod, once in a while, we can rely on this Shuvah the Ma'arik, on the Beis Yosef, and the Magen Avraham to be mochel on the Kohen's kavod.